until this verse came about. Then we realize that everything wrong we do and every kabair and major sin we commit, it is destroying our good deeds. This is when we came to this realization. Sahaba say that from this day, whenever we saw a man even accidentally fall into a major sin, we became extremely worried about him. That this man is destroying his year after, he is destroying his a'mal. And he is destroying his iman in the process. We used to become extremely worried and fearful whenever we saw someone commit a major sin. Now the month of Ramadan will be gone. The shayateen will be open. Everyone back to square one. This is not how it should be. This is not the spirit of this day of Eid and about this month of Ramadan. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving you his maghfirat so now you can continue sinning? Many a times, you know that beautiful example of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab, where he gives and he says that imagine you see a person, his car was full of dents and full of basically, you know, foot for the scrapyard. And then he sends it to the panel beaters and it comes out shining, you know, brand new. And then he drives straight out from there and goes straight into a wall, smashes a wall, reverses into a pole. What you will say about a person like that? What will we say if someone has to do that in front of us? You know, we listen to the example, but really we should think about it. If we really see someone doing this, we'll say this person is mad. There's something wrong with him. So why do we go back to square one after the day of Eid? Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that don't spoil your actions. Don't commit major sins and now cancel out all those good deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for you. You know, very beautifully a poet puts it and he says that إِذَا خَلَوْتَ بِرِيبَةٍ وَالنَّفْسُ دَعْيَةٍ إِلَى الطُّغْيَانِ. That you know, when you are all alone and you think no one is watching, وَالنَّفْسُ دَعْيَةٍ إِلَى الطُّغْيَانِ, and your nafs, your soul is begging you, you know, he's inviting you that go ahead, do it, no one is watching you. Commit the sin. فَاسْتَحْيِ بِالنَّظَرِ الْإِلَهِ. This is the time you should have some shame and think. Feel ashamed that you know what, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. بِالنَّظَرِ الْإِلَهِ. That your Rabb is watching you, his gaze is upon you. وَقُلْ لَهَا, and say to your nafs, إِنَّ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الظَّلَامَ يَرَانِي. That the one who created darkness and the one who created blackness, he can see me. He can see through that darkness and he can see through that. He can see me. Have some shame. فَاسْتَحْي. You know, when a small child does something wrong, we'll say, you've got no shame, your father is looking at you and you're doing this. This is the words we use. So same thing here, this poet is saying. But have some shame, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. Have that good relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where everything you do is pleasing to him. Now we are all not angels, there are times where we will slip up and we will falter along the way. That is no doubt. But then for that there is tawbah and there is istighfar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still willing to continue that relationship with us. But don't break it totally, don't abandon it. Especially when it comes to the salah. You know one beautiful hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man sarrahu an yalqa Allah ta'ala ghadan muslima. That person who it pleases him, you know, he has the hope and the desire and that ummid, you know, they say ummid. He has this hope that tomorrow he must meet his Rabb. He must meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a condition that he is a Muslim. He is truly submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then for him to do this, for him to, if he really wants this, فَلْيُحَافِظْ عَلَىٰ هَوْلَهِ الصَّلَوَاتِ. Then safeguard this salah and this namaz that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you. Safeguard this, and tomorrow you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a condition that you will be a Muslim. That meeting, every one of us have that appointment. We can't cancel it, we can't be late for it. That's one appointment, every one of us will be there individually on time. No delays, no reappointments, nothing. You can't cancel and remake that appointment. It has already been made. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The day that we all will have to stand in front of Rabbul Alameen, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine we read that verse. The son of Umar radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Umar, when he used to read this verse, he used to faint in salah. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That one day everyone has to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how that meeting will be? If you want that meeting to be a success, and you want that day to be a success, فَلْيُحَافِظْ عَلَىٰ هَوْلَىٰهِ الصَّلَوَاتِ. Then safeguard the salah. We were punctual with it in the month of Ramadan. Continue after Ramadan. Wallah, that barakat is still there, that reward is still there. That Quran, do not abandon it after the month of Ramadan. Still, man qara'a harfan min al-Quran falahu ashru hasana. That reward is still there. Whoever reads one word of the, one letter of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you 10 good deeds. We can't say that, you know, because we're not going to be getting the same reward that we were getting in the month of Ramadan, now let's leave it out altogether. The reward is still there. Everything is still there. Let us continue. Now, obviously, we don't have to continue the much that we are doing in the month of Ramadan, but keep some contact with it. Don't totally abandon everything. Until next year, we don't know whether we will see that year. One poet puts it very beautifully, that كَيْفَ تُنْعِمُ صَاحِبُ الدُّنْيَا. How does a person living in this world find any contentment and any peace? And how does he derive any true benefit of this world and true comfort. وَحَيَاتُكَ أَنْفَاسٌ تَعُدُّونَ. When every breath of yours is counted, your life is nothing but counted breaths. Every day that passes, your life is getting shorter. Every breath you take in and out, your life is getting shorter. فَكُلَّمَا مَضَى مِنْكَ نَفَسٌ. Every time you take one breath, your life is getting shorter. So how can you be at ease and so much of rest and so much of comfort? You know, sometimes we so bold too that, no, you know, this year things were a bit bad. Inshallah, next year, I'll try harder. You know, I'll be there. I'll try and sort myself out. I still got one whole year. Who has a guarantee of this year? Last night we witnessed 2 maids in this town itself. They never even make it to the day of Eid. We don't know whether we will see tomorrow. The time to act is now. The time to change is now. The time for us to connect our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now, not tomorrow. Ali radiallahu anhu says that every individual only has 3 days in his life. What's the 3 days? Yesterday, it is gone, it is finished, it is over. There's no chance for it coming back. And then you have today. Do whatever you can today. And the third day that every individual has is tomorrow. You never know whether you will see that tomorrow. So really, and then one more thing. One is the Sadaqatul Fitr that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that it is Tuhratun Lissayim, that this is a means of purification of that fast that you have kept. You might have faltered in some way. So this Sadaqatul Fitr, that we will take out 10 rand for each person, it is necessary for us that we purify our fast and our ibadat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also a means of us feeding the poor people for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Day 2 on the day of Eid, we'll have a good meal and have something to celebrate on the day of Eid. And then we have the 6th fast of Shawwal. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person who fasts in the month of Ramadan and continues with the 6th fast of Shawwal, then it is as if he has fasted for the whole year. And also the Sadaqatul Fitr is not only for us, it is for our children, our minors, everyone. We should take it out on behalf of our whole family. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our du'as and all our ibadat.